dressed across them, and she put sugar on them, and
well, yeah, such things as that, I know she did. In fact, she did, you know, but in fact, any real actual name for it, I don't know particularly.
Now, you know, there's a kind of difference between the kind of bread you make at home and the kind of bread you buy at the store.
Oh, yeah.
Called, that was called...
Homemade, and, you know, like you made at home, and it was always the best for me.
Well, there was homemade bread, and then there was...
You mean your store-bought bread or store-bought factory bread. Made?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you, now, what sort of things did you make with cornmeal? Can you tell me? When you cooked it up like hoe cake, you'd make a, you know, in a big skillet. That was called a...
Well, that was a, just called a corn bread, cornbread.
Yeah.
Corn.
It was round and maybe...
Well, sometimes round, sometimes square, depending on your pan you cooked it in, you know.
Yeah.
But that'd be one way it was
baked.
Oh, yeah, huh? You put grease in the bottom of it, you know, enough to kind of come up around it and cook into it a little bit, and it made that crust, you know, a lot better.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Did you ever make anything with just cornmeal, salt, and water, any kind of bread like that?
Possibly not with the exception. I think that's about all you put in.
Hot water bread, you ever hear that?
Yeah, uh-huh. But that would be a... Yeah, you use warm hot water, but that would cause it to have kind of a tendency of being more clammy or sticky.
Oh.
Yeah. If you want it, you know, to be like it ought to be, you didn't do that. But you could make it like that, but I didn't care for it. It would be kind of sticky.
Did you ever see him make it up with just cornmeal, salt, and water maybe? And it'd make it up and it would come out real soft and...
Yeah, well, that's about where you'd make it up. To make that pone, that's about all it stood. Put your grease in, put a little grease in there enough to kind of come up around it a little bit and cook in it. That was about the size of it, you know, for that salt was about the only thing you used in it, you know.
We were, Mr. Charlie, we were talking about making things in the fireplace. Did you ever see him maybe put cornmeal in a piece of paper or something like that, or a cloth, and wrap it up and throw it in the fireplace and cook it in there?
Oh, no, I never did.
Like ash cakes, or?
No, not that way. I always seen them use a container, you know, to put it in.
Yeah, or they might cook it on the fire in front of a board, on a board in front of the fire, something like that.
No, I never saw that. It would always be some kind of a...
Johnny cake, or?
Metal container, always.
Ever heard of Johnny cake?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah.
Because,
well, sometimes you put the parts of, would you put something from the hog in the bread, make... What kind of cornbread?
Yeah, like where you cook that fat out. You'd cut it up in pieces.
Yeah.
And small chunks. And you'd cook that out and get the grease out, and then you had a crackling left. And it was pretty well grease-free. And you could put that in your meal and stir it up when you're making that up. And that was crackling bread.
Crackling bread?
Yeah. It done pretty good.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of people are foolish about it, you know.
What do you mean?
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I've seen things I like better, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, oh, boy.
They had a way of getting, taking care of everything pretty well, you know.
Any other things you do with cornmeal? Would you ever put it in vegetables that you were cooking up?
Maybe I don't believe so.
Wrap it
only like, you know, like you're frying fish, you know, you dip your fish in cornmeal, you know.
Yeah. Right. Did you ever eat these things that maybe they were a little round with fish? You'd eat them and they'd have onions or green pepper in them? They'd be a little round.
Corn, you're talking something like talking about a corn dog. You put that dough around the weenie.
Yeah.
And bake it. They call that a corn dog, I believe. I think that's
I was talking about these you eat with fish or seafood a lot. They'll be...
Oh, yeah. Let me, what do you call that thing? Just a ball. It's made out of corn, meal, you know.
Yeah, it's fried.
Hush puppies.